change my course of action to be more in harmony with this new reality that I have just discovered? What new acts will I institute that will now bring me better consequences than I was getting before? And if I am not convinced that there is any relevance to the question, that it will change my course of action in such a way that I will now get better consequences for having seen the truth, then there is no point in pursuing the truth in the first place. Because life is not a search for truth for truth's sake. That is not the purpose of life, because there is so much more truth in this world than you could ever hope to discover in a million lifetimes that you automatically discriminate, meaning you choose what you will use your limited resources for. What is the kind of information I need most in order to make profitable decisions, those that will bring me happiness? And this is what I wanted to get at more tonight than anything else. Yes?
Your statement was that the laws of nature are unchanging. This, you're actually saying they're unchanging as far as you know.
Right.
And there may be intervention, or there may be something else that you weren't
right.
aware of.
Right, very definitely. But the fact that I recognize that possibility is no reason to give up my reliance on them as unchanging until it is proven to me that they are changeable. But all my experience, all my information that I am basing my decisions on indicates to me that these are immutable and unyielding, and that even if I imperfectly perceive them at times, this does not change their inflexibility. That if I change my mind tomorrow about the nature of a particular law, and I say, well, wait a second, that was different than I thought it was. It hasn't changed the unyielding nature of that law. It has simply been that I have come across new information that enables me to perceive it better. And this is why I went into the business about the fact that whenever I have made such a change in attitude, I have looked back in history to see if my new understanding of the law is consistent with the events as I remember them in the past. And the fact that in every case that I've been able to check back, that in every case, the new understanding of the law has been consistent, so that if I had thought it this way a year ago or 2 years ago, it would have been consistent with what I saw around me, indicates to me that the law has been the same all along, that it is only my understanding of it that has changed, either because of just a glimmering of truth or a sudden shock of idea that hit me, or because I suddenly, by applying the law, ran into a situation where it didn't work. And I was suddenly faced with the fact that reality was acting against me, so I obviously have an imperfect understanding of the law. And then in checking into it, I find that there were factors involved that I was not taking into consideration because they had never been relevant before, but now their relevance means I need a better, more precise understanding of the law than I had before.
Kind of baffled about the idea of, say, anger as a fact of life. And let's talk about logic, the whole system we're talking about here versus emotion, with something like anger. Make a few comments in the same context about not understanding it, it affects your life, if you're going after information about something which you really don't know the cause.
You mean, how would you go about dealing with it?
Yeah. It's a relationship now between the life, which I'm getting out of the course. If I understood the life, then I could take some course of action to stop stubbing my toe or doing things that are very harmful and maximize my happiness or minimize my unhappiness.
I believe that anger is caused by a refusal to face up to the relevant factors to be made in any decision. Because anger always follows a decision. Of course, I suppose that's a truism you could say about anything. But it follows a relevant decision. If you find yourself being angry with someone, it is because you have put yourself in the position where you're vulnerable to that individual and he has not acted in a way that you wanted him to act. If you find yourself being angry with yourself, it means that you have put yourself in a position where a wrong act on your part will produce a vulnerability and you didn't act the way you wanted to act. Now, both of these situations indicates that the anger could have been prevented not by holding your breath at the time it struck you or counting to 10, but could have been prevented and wiped out entirely by never creating the circumstances in which the anger could take place. Which is, of course, the only effective antidote. Anything else is going to be simply suppressing it and pushing it into another facet, which might cause an ulcer or something of the sort. I'm not that familiar with the medical aspects. The answer to the thing, then, becomes not to get yourself in the position where you're even called upon to suppress it. This does not necessarily mean that other individuals will never again do things to which you're vulnerable because you have so constructed your life. It only means that by recognizing the vulnerability in advance, your attitude towards the situation at the time it happens is totally different. After a while, you shouldn't even be faced with the temptation to be angry, because the first thing that will occur to you before any emotion even develops is, well, This is what I would expect. This is his nature.